Knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Nobody You Know. I have a quick question for our listeners. Are any of you a victim of a buffoon lie of narcissist, psychopath people? Have you been living a life where you assumed you knew who your parents were, only to find out a 23andMe kit tells you otherwise? Today's episode, we're exposing the dark secrets of the trending films and shows of Netflix. So buckle up, it's about to get creepy.
That was
really
good. That
was an awesome intro.
Thanks, SB.
Very, very good.
How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Good. Good.
Good. Good. Good.
Ready to like get super creeped out.
For sure. For sure. It's so fascinating, these stories. By the way, though, they're not entirely true, but they have happened. They're based off true stories, but it's not like to the T of accuracy. So we were actually diving into the Anna Delvey Netflix show, which, if y'all remember, back in 2018, it was a big deal when her case did air. And I remember seeing a couple posts on Instagram about the German heiress who just, she was just, she's the like the perfect con artist.
Like, you don't imagine someone that young being able to scam people who act like so intelligent. Like, I mean, it's just it's mind-blowing when you watch the show. What did you guys think about it?
Honestly, she's a good actress. The fact that she was able to fool high society and take so much from them and be in the game for so long.
It's so scary.
I don't know how she, like, for example, like, she would go to these exotic trips and not worry about how she's going to pay. Like, I get worried if I'm going to pay the electrical bill next week. But, like, she's off, like, in Monaco and, like, Greece. And like, I can't imagine not having a single dime and going across the world. Like,
it's it does incredible. Make you
That's
wonder.
Like living life on the edge.
It definitely does. It's so weird because it's kind of what you say, like, you know, like, normal people are worried, like, am I even going to be able to pay a restaurant with my friends?
Right.
You know? Right. And, like, for her to just be in these high-end restaurants, all of these things, and just, yeah, my dad, the money hasn't come in, or I get this one, and I get the next one. It's like,
I think it's also the part that shocked me the most, which I think is pretty actually, like, accurate to the true story of Anna Delvey, is that the uber rich are still living in a sort of archaic system in the way that they do pay for things. Like, you always see that in movies, like, representing the past, and you forget that, like, these ultra rich people, they're going in hotels, they're going to restaurants that are like 5+ stars, whatever, and they're just like, charge it to my account. Or, like, people don't even ask questions because they're like living in the 1920s still, like when it was like the Vanderbilts and all this stuff. So, like, I think I just didn't know that anyone lived like that anymore. So it actually was pretty easy to scam people because, I mean, it was all just about her confidence.
A like, reality that confidence. That doesn't exist. It's honestly, it was very astonishing and very exciting to see how daring she was. And, like, she wasn't fazed. Like, she kept character the entire time. Like, it's really impressive how she really believed her own lies and how she was able to, again, get so far and charge it to the room and she's off. Charge it to the room, charge it to, I can't imagine.
You know what I really wonder? How does the people who have interactions with her feel after they find out all of that?
Right.
Because, you know, one thing is believing somebody's rich and, like, paying, and maybe they are, and, like, they're just not getting their, I don't know. But, like, you find out that this girl just got everything out of you.
I think that's why it worked so well for her, because those types of people don't like to be embarrassed. They don't like to be made a fool out of, especially publicly. Yeah. And I think that's why she didn't get caught sooner, because I think there probably were some friends, or, you know, you can put that in air quotes, who probably had bad experiences with her, but they were too embarrassed and too afraid to mention it to anyone else. Yeah. So they just didn't say anything. So she continued doing her disguise, or her, you know, alter ego, or whatever that was. I kind of feel like she definitely has some type of, forgive me if this isn't incorrect because I've never met her, but I kind of feel like she has like a multiple personality type of disorder.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. Because I don't even know if it was acting her. I literally think she believed, a lot of the stuff that she made up.
She believed a reality that never existed. Yeah. It's astonishing. And by the way, her real name legally is Anna Sorokin. She's Russian, but raised in Germany, and then has been living on her own ever since she was a teenager, and just living this lavish life. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, I feel like I even after the show, like, I really wanted to know her trauma, like, or her childhood.
She didn't have any.
She didn't have any.
But it's just hard to believe.
And
that.
I think that makes it more creepy.
That's what makes it more creepy.
No,
yeah.
This is kind of like the point where people say, when you say a lie multiple times, it becomes true. So she really believed that to the sense, to like every single letter.
Right.
To being like, okay, I'm going to believe that I'm billionaire, I'm rich and all these things. So she made herself believe all of that, even though deep down she knew it wasn't true. Uh-huh. But like, that's how she got that personality. That's how she was able to become that.
Yeah.
Just by believing that, even though she had no trauma, no anything.
Right.
And that's kind of what happens with a lot of people. I mean, this is a little bit off topic, but it's the same thing with Amber Heard right now. She has said that she has paid, that she donated all this money, when she hasn't.
She hasn't.
But she still lies about it, like she did.
Yeah.
In court, in front of a judge, where you like lay your hand on the Bible and you say, I swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Exactly. So it's people that just believe their lies to their maximum, even though they know it's not true, but they already believe it so much that they trick their brain.
Right, they start to think it's true,
In this case, it's seen in a negative light, but if you twisted it as in manifesting, I can be this and I am the next star, that's a different way of believing you can do something. So I think there's definitely a day and night to that, too, of like believing and I am this, I am that, and then achieving it. And then this case where it's just like, whoa.
It's like that fine line between like delusionment and, like you said, manifestation. And I think in her case, like, how do I say it? I think she also knew that she had a lot to offer. And I do believe she's actually extremely intelligent in a lot of ways.
Honestly,
I think that her idea for like an art society for the ultra rich is actually a great idea. Yeah. And I think she knew she wasn't going to be taken seriously
unless
she presented this idea. I'm not excusing the fact that she scammed people, but it also brings up this other like philosophical discussion of
Women
like
young in the industry.
I mean, at the same time, it's like, did what she did really, it was bad, but like, can't you also say that the other side of it, they were stupid for not investigating more? I mean, it's kind of like this double this thing, you know?
It's really at fault if you're really doing your job, right? You can you can sense a scammer, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. That's very, very
and
true.
And like banks shouldn't be giving out loans in that dollar amount unless like they actually like
have all the facts.
Do the research. And it took that guy way too long. I mean, again, this is if the Netflix series is true on that part, but like I do feel like people weren't checking out her backstory, and it's like, all right, like, is that her fault or your fault for being dumb, you know? It's like,
I mean, she couldn't get the full amount because it was 40 million, but she still got the 200,000 right?
275,000.
So it's still a lot of money without having like any credit to check anything to like back it up. Because there's a lot of people, for example, right here in America who if you don't go and check your credit score or something, they're not going to even give you $100.
Forget
like, they don't
it.
Even give you a credit card.
Yeah. Forget it.
So
forget
it's like,
it.
How this girl, who is not even a citizen, who probably doesn't even have a residency, a green card, is getting $200,000. To be honest, it's kind of like offending.
Yeah.
And like, one of the things when I was watching it that I told Ash, it was like, also one benefit that she has is that she's European. Mm-hmm. So people eat European shit. Because, I don't mean it in a bad way, but when you hear about a watch, you are like, yeah, that watch is from Switzerland, so it's top-notch.
Right, right.
And all of these things. Because, for example, for me, it's so hard to actually even get to the embassy. They're going to be, you're Colombian, you are a drug dealer, you are all of this. And it's like, just because I'm Colombian.
Exactly.
You know, so she had the benefit that she was from Europe, Russian.
She had the accent. I think she even spoke a couple of different languages, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I do have to give it to her, even though she's psycho. But she is driven. Like, she is the definition. If you want something, you can go and get it. Yeah. Like, go and get it.
It
might end terribly, but she had nothing in her pocket and she got far. And so she's the definition of you. If you really want it, you can get it. Like,
how much do you guys feel like it was about money, and how much do you feel like it was about fame? I think she wanted to be famous more than she wanted money.
I agree.
I think she just wants everyone in the world to know her fake name, Anna Delvey.
Yes.
I agree. To an extent, I think even behind bars, she probably still feels that she won because she's known. Mm-hmm. She's famous.
Right.
Yeah. She doesn't care if it's for fraud. No, she's famous.
She's famous.
Because that's how in her mind, that's how she thinks. Mm-hmm. She's currently being detained right now under ICE, waiting to get deported to Germany. But in her eyes, she's famous.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the consequences were. And that's another thing. She liked doing her actions without thinking of a consequence. Like, there was not going to be any consequences to her actions. Like, that's how she lived, fearlessly.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And I think she'll always have a following. Like, I think even when she gets out and she goes back to Germany.
Oh, for sure.
She's going to do something. Like, we could see her in TED Talks in 10 years.
Oh, for sure.
She might start that art thing because there's going to be some crazy person out there that's going to donate money to her art organization or whatever.
Right.
It's weird because she's even, like you said, winning behind bars. Like, I know that with the Netflix docuseries about her, like, the money from that she was going to get is all going to paying off the fine that she owes. But that's still winning because, like, other people who fraud, they don't get a show made out of them so that they can pay off their fine to the government.
A couple do. It hasn't just come out yet.
Right now,
it's kind of so fucked up at the same way because it's important to tell the story, but at the same time, it's like these people are getting the benefit to becoming famous and to get money out of it for their frauds.
Right.
I mean, this is kind of a little bit, I was searching a little bit of pathological liars, and it says, pathological liars tell compulsive lies without a clear motive. This type of lying is different than non-pathological lying, where the lie is often beneficial in some way. So I feel like she kind of has a little bit of both.
Okay.
Where she doesn't have a clear motive of why she's lying because she believes she's that. But at the same time, deep down, she knows that she has a motive to being famous or getting rich.
Okay, I see that connection. I see that connection. You know, I think one of my favorite things about this show as well is the journalism aspect. Vivian Kent, which is the journalist in the show, in real life, her name is Jessica Pressler. I like the fact that she took on this story because, first of all, it's just fascinating. It's just fascinating for an audience, for the outside. And it really takes journalism to a whole new light. I think stories like this, like we said, there's a fine line where, yes, fraud is very, it's current, it's evident, and it can happen right in front of, right under your nose. But at the same time, Anna Delvey or Anna Sorkin is benefiting from it. So, yeah, journalism takes a big part in this.
There was a part of me that was happy that she stuck it to some of those snobby upper class people those people are so pretentious and God, so is she. But like, I think I just was like, you know, you were just outsmarted by like a 20 some year old girl who like had $0 in her bank account and like,
yeah.
Who's the idiot now? I mean,
exactly.
But I do think, also, what you were saying earlier about, like, you wanted her to have, like, this tragic past. Like, what does that say about us as humans? Like, we want to feel sorry for them so that, like, we can forgive, like, the bad things that they did.
Yeah.
I think in the show, especially when you hear that she's getting bullied and everything, you're like, oh, that's why she did what she did. Right. But you then you found out she just made that up in her mind.
You want to find a why, and you want to find the purpose. You want to find the motive. But like you said earlier, there is no clear motive from her past. Mm-hmm. So it's so nuts, guys. It's insane. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, go and watch it. It's really entertaining. It really is.
It is one of the best shows on Netflix, definitely.
Oh, it's definitely very cool.
One more thing to say about it. Just like, it's kind of a sad observation, but just that, like, by being like a bitch, like, you can convince people that you're wealthy.
Yes.
True.
Like, what does that say about us, like, a society? Like, because she was just mean.
She was hella mean. Yeah. I don't know if this is actually true. I don't know if this is actually true, like how she told Vivian Kent in the show, you know, you can get Uber XL or you can Uber here to CB. Like, I don't know if that's actually true instead of taking the bus
but
to
I
see her.
But I want to be shocked.
But, like, she was just so cold in how she would end the show. Also tell the journalist Vivian, oh, you know, about her body image when Vivian was pregnant. Like, she was so cold. She was such a bitch.
You're fine.
But it worked. Like, people, I think it's just sad that bitch equals rich.
I mean, this is
kind that's of, the way it's presented. Yes. Yeah.
This is again, it's another Netflix show, Selling Sunset. How Christine Quinn was, why did people like her? Because she was the bad bitch who'd say supposedly how it is, you know? And it's kind of like the same thing as Anna Delvey, like saying, being mean.
I think there's a big difference between being honest and being a bitch.
But that's what I'm saying. Christine Quinn is the real example that this does win, because she actually, people still believe that she is like that and all of these things. And she I don't believe she is the mean. She just played that character in the teen, which at the end, sadness of no, she ended up winning.
It's working for her
being a bitch.
But I think that's what all I wanted to say is it feels a little tragic that that's what wins.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Speaking of a very similar story and a very similar outcome, probably even worse. I think it's worse.
It's worse.
This next show, our next film, is Tinder Swindler. Has anyone in this room have had an online dating profile? Raise your hand. No.
Unintentionally, it was an accident.
Well.
An accident.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's on that what later. She says.
Be careful who you're swiping right or left to, because
just never know who's behind the phone.
You might think you ran into a jeweler from Israel who is a billionaire and has money and wealth, only to find out he's a con artist as well and doesn't have a single dime to his name. So this is another familiar story outcome. Let's dive into it. So in this show, the guy's name is Simon Levy, something along those lines. I'm mispronouncing the last name. He is from Israel, right? And so he's on this Tinder. He's on the Tinder. Right? And he's been in the game for a long time. So he's very precise with his steps. He has a plan and he executes it very, very, very well. And again, another one of these con artists, very smart and is always a step ahead. Like, he executed his plans very thoroughly. It's crazy. And so he fools all these innocent women, honestly, that are literally want to look for love. They're not in it for anything else. They want to look for love. And he fools all these women and makes them take out loans and makes them
in their names.
In their names. And makes then them, all the money. You know, yeah, buy them. He makes them buy him plane tickets all over Europe. He's like wanted in like 5 different countries, mind you. Like, he goes to bed peacefully at night knowing all that. Like, I don't know how in one's mind can you live a life like that? Like, isn't it insane? No. What are your thoughts about this guy?
Quick, I have a question. So is this also like 50-50 real and 50-50 not?
I think this one
I've only watched one episode, the beginning. So this one is pretty new to me.
I think this one said it was all true.
I think this one is all
true.
This
one is this one's pretty accurate.
Because one's pretty accurate. The difference between Anna Delvey is a series, so it's dramatized. Yeah.
So
it has
acted
actors.
Out by
it, the other one is a documentary.
Right.
Where they're telling a story. So that's the difference between the both. Okay. One is a documentary, the other one is a series.
And I think for the most part, they had the real women in it, the women who
were the actual victims on this documentary.
Being like interviewed. They might have like had a couple actors doing like acting out certain moments, but it was all based on true events.
Yes, yes. Okay. What are your thoughts on this guy?
This one scared me and made me feel so sad because I think what's different between this one and the Anna is that she swindled the government. She swindled banks. And, like, yes, that's not great.
No.
But, like, those are institutions. They've also done bad things to people sometimes, too. The difference here is that this is a guy taking advantage of women who are looking for love.
Yeah.
Women who, like, you know, they have money, but they don't have a ton of money. Like, I think one of the women, she gave him her house savings. Like, she had been saving up for a house. And I think it was, like, 25,000 or something.
30,000, yeah.
And that was like it. That's like every penny to her name that she had been working
her ass off
for like 10 years to save that money, and he took it all.
Yes.
I think
on another bitch too.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the problem with this one and what it makes me more angry is the fact that this guy is not sentenced of anything, of no crime.
That's the worst
part. And that is how, to me, it's so, you know, like, because if it was kind of what you say, if it was the government, then this guy will be in jail with a full sentence. Yeah. But because it has nothing to do with them, and the teen is like, he didn't take out those loans because it's not under his name. He's excelled of no crime when there is so much evidence. It's kind of like, I mean, and I don't want to get ahead of myself with our story here, but it's the same thing with our father. It's like how, just because he's not against you, he doesn't get punished. Like,
and if there's not a law about it, then they need to
make one.
Let's make one. The thing is with this Simon guy, he's a free man as we speak.
Yeah.
He is living lavish. It's like he never suffered anything. Like he didn't pay for anything. And those poor women are still paying that debt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so...
Because it's written in their name and it's so unfair.
That's so
funny. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's so unfair that like the credit card companies are basically saying, well, you're bad. You were the stupid one who put your name on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like Gus was saying, the government didn't
do anything.
Like they, with the Anna Delvey thing, they said, no, you frauded us, so we're going to charge you. But how is this any different? It's just...
Yeah, just
a person instead of a government.
It's just not direct to them, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
But it's so sad.
It's
so,
so
annoying.
Sad. I had mixed emotions when I thought about, first of all, I thought about the women. I said, why would any woman want to share their passport information to a random guy they don't even know and take out loans to a guy
that
barely even knows?
That was hard to listen to.
That's hard. Right. And you're like, oh, come on. You have more brains than that. Yeah. I know that.
Yes.
But then it comes to the con artist himself and how he demonstrated and how he orchestrated the a life that it's worth believing. He took out these women on the first date. He would take them out on a private jet and make his so-called baby mama and child tag along and have a private reservation in a hotel and just, you know, dripping in riches, right?
I mean,
it's hard not to believe that,
oh,
this guy's not going to pay me back. I saw his riches. I saw his lifestyle.
I saw his plane. Like,
but that's the thing. It wasn't his. And some other woman was paying for all that while you were on a date with him. Like, it's insane, guys. Like, how is that even real?
Didn't he even create an entire like website for his family's like
the diamonds.
No, he didn't even create it because those people actually exist. No,
those people exist. It's that he's not related to them. He's not them.
And that was the other thing, Amelia. Oh, I want you to keep watching the show, but that's the other thing that shook me. And I felt like they didn't explain it well enough, because if I was that family and I was that rich as they are, they are a diamond family.
They
do have a lot of money.
Yes.
You best believe I'd be fucking pressing charges. That's sorry, excuse my language, no, for people taking my identity.
Name. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My name and my business name and exactly.
Can we
exactly.
beep out my swear words? Sorry.
No, you're right. You what? Would think that that family would have done more. Like, yeah, hello.
All they said, I think they released a statement saying, like, we're not him.
And we're not associating
with
never,
him. We never... like knew who these women were. I feel like that's like all the statement said. It's mm-hmm. shocking. Like, I feel like that's impersonation. That's there are a lot of laws out about that. Like, I don't know why those people aren't.
Yeah, it's true.
Really upset true. About that. Cause like it also tarnishes their reputation, even right. though they're not affiliated. Like people exactly. from now on are going to be like, hear that name and think yeah. of that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, exactly. is that what they really want?
Do you want yeah. that? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's true. I agree. Again, this story, this film, also you have to highlight the journalism behind the mm-hmm. story as well. The people that in Norway took on the story, believing yeah. this victim, mm-hmm. and like, and she was like, "Listen, like this happened to me. Let me show you all the receipts, like the WhatsApp messages, the everything that she took out." And so, and again, these journalists going mm-hmm. out and like facing the guy themselves and traveling, trying they to even, catch this
didn't
guy.
Didn't they go to Israel and like knock on his
exactly.
door?
Exactly, uh-huh. getting information. Like these people went above and beyond to help these victims. Like it's honestly. If you haven't watched this film, go and watch it. Like it's worth it. It's worth it because it's fascinating to see how a psychopath, narcissist, you know, executes a plan and goes about it, and is living a life yeah. now that has no consequences.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Best part of this, all of this.
He well, was like, mm-hmm. I made all my money with Bitcoin.
Yes. Yeah. yeah.
Pure
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah, I know. No, yeah. the guy's just.
It's like.
No,
I think the amazing thing about it is two things. Netflix, I know, is kind of struggling right now. And no, we're not sponsored by Netflix. No. But I will say, I think because the government's not doing anything about catching these people, Netflix is. And like,
is it? I don't think so.
I feel like, but now, at least in the United States, like we're all hearing about this. Like that guy is gonna have a hard time scamming someone again. Like I feel like everyone's gonna know what his face looks like.
It doesn't matter. I don't think so, to be honest.
I don't know.
Unfortunately.
I feel like at least they're letting the victims tell their side of the story.
Right. I think that's the only good part.
The good part yeah. to these yeah. stories is that yeah, be cautious about who you're dating on these online profiles. Like be mm-hmm. cautious. And these are stories worth hearing about, mm-hmm. worth yeah. knowing about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is the bright side of Netflix sharing that.
And
sure.
like the journalists, I find it also fascinating that all three of the journalists we're talking about in today's episode are all female.
Yeah.
And yeah. they all were telling stories that no one else wanted to like listen to. Exactly. And the investigative journalism exactly. like mm-hmm. discovered all of these things. So exactly. I think that's like, you know, the one silver lining.
Exactly.
About good journalism. Because exactly. you can also get caught up in some other things mm-hmm. instead of doing what you truly went in there to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Totally. Exactly.
But no, that is very good.
So this leads us to another Netflix film. Again, this one's a bit creepy. This one's a bit creepy, guy.
This one is the newest one.
Yeah, this one is the creepiest.
We just recently saw this past week. And have any of you guys watched Our Father? It is literally, when I tried to describe this film to these guys, I was like, I can't even describe it. You just have to watch it. Because now you really think to yourself, how did this happen in real life? In the modern day that we're living in today, how in the world did this happen and no one mm-hmm. caught up with it? Mm-hmm. Please explain to me, guys, your honest thoughts about this film.
Oh, this is a very tough one. Mm-hmm. Because I think this guy thought he will never be caught up, you know? Like, what? He thought this will never, like...
Because he committed these crimes before DNA.
Before DNA tests were accessible to everybody or, like, so simple. Like, he didn't think technology was going to be that advanced or that fast or like that accessible to everybody.
Yeah.
This we're talking about Dr. Donald Klein from Indianapolis, Indiana, the physician that he that performed IVF to innocent women that wanted to start a family.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, honestly, his actions really, truly violate the professionalism of a board-certified physician,
a doctor,
familyhood, the care and of the mind and body of women, and overall, the children, the vulnerable children that were brought into this now adults, born from this act in complete, in disbelief, in disgust, and just their whole identity, their whole life is a big question mark now. I mean, this guy, like, first of all, he's not even capable of being a donor himself. Like, he has an autoimmune disease. And, like, people with diseases in a very, like, intense medical history are not ones to be donating sperm. Like,
they're not considered qualified.
You have to be, like, an A-list kind of person to be donating sperm. You have to have a good family history and not have, like, I mean, they even check, like, colorblindness. Like, do you have colorblindness in your family? Like, all those things need to be
how
checked
specific.
Out.
Yeah,
it is very specific.
Very detailed,
And so he completely lied to these innocent women. And, like, these women were like, I was raped and I didn't even know it. Like, that's insane, guys. That's insane. So like, can you imagine walking around a town and you look around and you probably related to, like, half of the grocery store and they don't even know it? Like, going around school, you're related to half of the school. You guys, like,
I don't know if you said it, but I think people are getting the I don't know if you mentioned to the listener that, like, he was using his
sperm.
Yeah. His sperm. Yes. It sounds so weird to say on a podcast.
Doesn't matter. The worst. I think the craziest thing, for example, for him is, I'm pretty sure if he would have asked those women, like, because, I don't know, probably 85%. I don't know how many would be the percentage. But if he would have asked the girl, hey, would you mind using my sperm? And probably they would have said, probably 40% would have said yes because they were desperate to have a kid. And at least they would have known, even though still very
but
fucked
like
up that he didn't
with
that many people.
But the choice should have been theirs.
This should have been theirs. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
But I think the craziest thing is he did it. I think he wanted to create his own mini colony, how would you say?
His cult.
Yes. I think he's the most narcissistic person I've almost ever encountered. Because I do feel like he just wanted... Yeah, to like create his own civilization of people that all came from him.
Yeah.
It's a very egotistical, creepy thing.
Yeah.
And I think all of the women that he did this to were so violated. But I think what's even creepier about him is like, I'm sure he could, in his mind, argue to himself, like, I'm helping these women because they can't have children.
Yes.
But that still doesn't, I don't know how he explained to himself the other women who had sperm samples from their actual husbands. And he still didn't use it. He threw theirs out and used his own. There is no argument. Even the other argument is not a valid one. But like that one especially gets to me because like he can't say, oh, they don't have anyone. Like he had it.
He had it in his hand.
And he threw it away. That's how full of himself he was that he like, oh.
I mean, he's the perfect example how people can twist the Bible and how people can twist the God's word and all
so
of these
creepy.
Things. Yeah. Because people misunderstand what they read. Mm-hmm. So then they think they...
Or they take it literal.
Or they take it literal. Oh, not only that, it's kind of like making the Bible of God, of religion in general, the problem and the way for them to be like, I'm doing the right thing.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
So it's insane.
That was the creepy part when he would have the Bible verses all over his practice. That's so creepy.
If you don't know what he's up to, you're just like, oh, like, what a godly dude. Like, you're not like, I don't think you would... You might be like, okay, he's a little passionate
he's
about
a man
it,
of faith. Yeah. Right?
But like, it's only when you know what he's up to that you're like, this is like a horror movie.
Like, how dare?
And I think it's offending to people who do have spiritual beliefs, because it makes it makes us look so bad. Like, because other people are like, oh, that's what they think too. It just gives it a bad name when people take their when they take stuff in Christianity or the Bible or whatever, and they twist it into their own sick, disgusting thing. Yeah. I think that really makes me angry. And I think that's what made Jacoby, is that her?
Jacoba,
so angry too. And I really liked it that the show at least spotlit the fact that she was a believer, but she thought exactly opposite him. Because I think they could have just focused the show on, like, he was a Christian and this is what he believed.
And they could have left it like that.
And and it had this like really negative feeling. I feel like they showed like both how you can read the same scripture and interpret it two different ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was one thing.
That was good. I mean, that was amazing.
He is the perfect example how you can damage two industries at once. Religion and the fertility. Because right now everybody's gonna start wondering, like, did my doctor did this to me? Did my doctor you know, and like,
and unfortunately he's not the only
physician. He's not the only one. It was like 94 cases or something like that of doctors that have done this. So it's like, how are you going to believe these doctors?
Absolutely.
And this is what is even more fucked up, because already the medical system here in the US is so bad. It's so expensive, so bad. You don't get quality things. It's just a business for you to keep you sick forever.
It's corrupt. And it's corrupt.
And
corrupt,
now you find all of this, and the guy is free to keep doing it.
Yeah, no, he's free.
Well, is he retired or is he still practicing?
I think he says somewhere that he's still practicing his community.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how anyone in that community would even go to see him.
He has supporters.
There is supporters out of the people who were the ones that he inseminated. They support him.
He has supporters.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's the astonishing part of all this. That he still has people that have his back, no matter what.
Even though they did it to him. Like, he did it to them.
He did to them.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That is so crazy. The other thing that I was reading is the two of the kids are suing Netflix for revealing their secret.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
Like, for Netflix showing off this film.
Yeah.
So they're suing Netflix because now the secret is out that they are...
They're not their parents, the product of that,
That they are not mad to him, they are mad to Netflix.
Netflix are sharing that.
That's interesting.
It's like, how? How? You should be mad to him.
Yeah. Like, again, twisted as well. Like, hello, like, these stories, again, are important for the community to know because, hey, it can affect anybody. Where you least expect it, it could happen to anybody, quite honestly.
Anybody.
And things like that unfortunately have to come to light so that people are aware and educated of these things, because if you keep it, again, a secret to yourself in the dark, they're going to be more victims.
Exactly.
I mean, that was the heart-wrenching part when Jacoba said, I have to live every day knowing that someone... that I'm going to have to reach out to someone and ruin their life.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, don't call me. No, I was kidding. I never lived there, but
I'm like, yes, exactly.
I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. No. I think the other thing, not interesting thing about it, the disgusting part, and also goes back to his narcissism. I feel like he also did this to improve his professional career also, because he was known in the entire state of Indiana and probably even on that side of the country
nationwide,
being like one of the most successful like IVF doctors of all time.
Exactly.
And so I feel like he knew that his sperm was a winner, and he was like, okay, if I know I can just make all these women pregnant successfully, everyone's going to be like, oh, he's the god of in vitro or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, I think that's, again, one of the things why he wasn't also convicted or anything. He paid Lovey one of the stay.
Oh, yes.
Because he had the money to do so.
Because I was like, you're telling me a female judge is okay with this. I think that's the part that really pissed me off. I was like, whose side are you on, girl? Like,
it's
you must have been paid a shit ton
of
money.
It's called Lovey in America. Because no bribe. Lovey.
Yeah. And I can't... To me, it's common sense that this is an assault. That this is... And even if you can make your tiny brain think that it's not, it's still taking away someone's choice. And I thought that was against the law. So that part confuses me because... Like, nowhere did these women give consent. Consent, I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like, right. That is against the law. So I don't know why he didn't at least get charged for that.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
But, like, I think the gross thing is like, it totally was a sexual assault because he's literally in the closet.
Yeah.
Jacking off.
Yes.
Thinking about you. He has to be thinking about you and the fact that he's making another child come into this world, gets his rocks off, and then he comes and sticks it inside of you. How is that not rape?
Right. You know what is the craziest thing? I don't think he's thinking of the woman. I think he's getting off by the fact that he's going to make another kid.
Aww. Yeah.
Like, you know, that's the craziest shit ever.
It's wild, guys. It's wild.
Yeah. I mean, one of the craziest things, and this is what Ashley brought up to when we were watching the film, and this is what is the most disgusting out of all of it, the thing. So, how can it even be grosser?
I already know what you're going to say.
So, one of the moms that was there was one of people that actually know him.
Yeah.
One of the I think she was also a doctor.
She's a doctor, yes. I know who you're talking about.
He did that to her.
Yes.
So, she had...
She worked for him.
Uh-huh. So, she had his kid.
Twin girls.
And he also did the same thing to the daughter. So he impregnated his daughter. I don't think they say that in the movie.
They didn't, but that's the first thing I thought of.
But I think they didn't say it just to don't bring so much more pain to this poor family.
But like that means like his granddaughter is his daughter.
Yep. Yep.
How?
That's the incest.
How
is that not against the law?
Right.
Exactly. I thought incest was against the law. Maybe I need to look at my laws, but like...
But to me, it's like, how can you be that fucked up in the head to do that?
That's a serious case of mental illness that you can't even... There is no... Again, there is no terminology to even describe that. Describe that disgustingness. Describe that, and, like... It's just... Guys,
I get the shivers.
No,
and
honestly...
Like, I didn't even think about the other part of it. Like, that. What she brought up in the show was, like, how would you feel if your dad was performing on your private parts?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Seeing your...
Yeah.
Private area. I would never want that ever to happen in my life. Mm-mm. And
unfortunately, in 2018, the victims were only able to contribute to Indiana's fertility fraud law. But there's nothing, there's not a federal law that makes these actions
stop from happening.
Illegal. So I honestly feel this should be brought all the way to the Supreme Court. Like it's
has to.
For all 50 states. I this is serious. Like this is very serious. And to think that there's not just this case, but multiple other cases to victims that have unfortunately been in this situation. It's insane. It's literally insane. And it's like hard to believe that that's even real.
Well, and anyone who's like, oh, well, they were desperate for a baby and they should be happy they had a baby.
No.
Bullshit. No. Bullshit. Because it's not like they were like, they weren't getting sperm donors because they were. So that's an invalid argument. And if you think that, then stop listening to our podcast.
The other thing
is,
dang it, I forgot.
Sorry,
did you do this?
I got you upset. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a lot of emotions here, guys, because it's that crazy.
No,
it's
literally that crazy. It is insane. How many kids did his
94 as of today, but I feel like that's not very accurate, and I don't feel like that's going to stay 94.
I mean, after the show releasing, I'm sure a lot of people in that community are going to end up doing the 23andMe test.
Can you imagine?
It's insane.
Having 94 siblings? 94 siblings.
I wonder also, like, this is something I was asking Gus when we watched it. Like, is this an example... And I don't think there's any right or wrong answer. Like, but is there such a thing as ignorance is bliss? Like, I don't know. There was a small part of me the whole time that's like, I don't know if I'd want to know this. Like, does it bring you happiness to know this? I mean, I feel like it kind of just like ruined a lot of people's lives. And like, I know that it's like necessary probably, but I think I feel almost the worst for the dads. Because they didn't really get talked about a lot and none of them were really interviewed because they probably didn't want to be. But I think that, like, they felt like, I don't know.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I don't know how they are no more angry. you know,
I'm sure because, they are.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, I don't want to speak for them. I mean, maybe they didn't show it. Maybe they did this. But to me, if I found out that...
I would have killed him.
Yes, I would have want. I would have want to do something. And I know it's not correct.
I know, it's not right to say
But at the same time, I feel like I should be fighting
for
my wife, for my people, for my daughters.
For my children. Mm-hmm.
Because how can this guy still live freely and keep doing what he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the thing that will concern me.
That's concerning that this guy is still free and about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's another very frustrating for many Americans in this country, the frustration of what are the consequences? Like what do they have to pay?
Because when they don't get it, then they know they can just get other people are like, oh, I can get away with it too. And it's just, it's sick and disgusting. They didn't tell us at the end, like, if his wife left him. Does anyone know? Because, like, I know he kept being like, if this comes out, my wife is going to leave me.
I don't know.
I wonder if she did, because, like, I would not stay with that guy if I was his wife.
I don't know.
Oh, hell no.
That's a very good question.
Like, his kids, what is his relation? Like, his kids that he accepted as his kids.
Yes, exactly.
How do they feel? Like, I would disown my father forever for the rest of my life.
No, it's insane.
It is insane.
Crazy, guys. That is crazy.
So that this episode truly wraps up the meaning of mentally ill, narcissist, psychopath people.
Be careful who you trust.
Yeah, that live in our communities.
Yep.
You might bump into one. You never know. Stay safe out there, guys. Especially on Tinder, especially at the doctors, anywhere.
Yeah, that's the sad part, that I feel like instead of we evolving as a civilization and becoming like freely and being able to do things that we love, we have to be afraid of things happening in every single field.
In every single field.
It's like, that is so sad. And instead of becoming this like an evolved, more mature, more intelligent, more sophisticated, if we want to call it, but I feel like it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or it's just becoming more public.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I mean, I want to end it on a slightly inspirational, hopefully, note. Yeah. But I feel like you have to admire, again, these women's resilience. Like, the ones in the Tinder swindler, and then also the ones in this... our father, because they are not giving up, and
despite the
fact that there's these dumb laws that like are not allowing them to make sure that these criminals like don't get away with what they're doing, they're not giving up, and like they're also sharing their story so that hopefully other people can learn from it and not fall for the same things. And that's a good thing.
Also
empowering all those people to also talk about their experiences, and then that doesn't happen more.
Exactly.
Because that's kind of what happened. A lot of people have these problems that they are afraid to say because
you feel dumb.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Yeah. They are ashamed of it and they don't want to talk about it.
Right.
You can understand that. Yeah. It's sad.
We all have done something that we are like, oh, how I was so stupid, and fall for that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So it's important for all these people to know that and being able to say it.
Absolutely.
And also, I think it's important that to remember that, yes, it's good to know who your biological parents are, but that doesn't mean that they have to be your real parents, that like you can have parents that are not biologically yours that love you and are going to love you unconditionally.
For sure.
And at the end of the day, that is real
more valuable
love.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Unconditional love.
I love that.
Yep.
I love that for us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again for watching, everyone, and listening. Please make sure to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, Amazon, Google, YouTube. Subscribe,
you
please.
You name it.
Subscribe. We're really fun. I promise you. So until the next episode, guys, take care and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at Nobody You Know _podcast. See you next time.